Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, more pundits discussing the election results with Chris Wicca, Elisa Caparata, and Seth Richardson. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue to analyze the election results and see where we're heading forward. Chris Wicker is here, spokesman for the Washoe Dems, and a DNC member. Elisa Caparata is lobbyist for Planned Parenthood. And Seth Richardson, who is finally getting some sleep, is a political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Welcome all. So one of the things we were just discussing before we hit air was who is going to be the leader of the Democratic Party. And the actual leader is going to be Chuck Schumer. And it's going to be very interesting for Nevada because they have nuclear power plants in New York and in Dick Durbin's state, who will be his deputy. So we could see some interesting changes.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, and the thing about Reid is he was always kind of Barack Obama's attack dog. He was the guy who could really kind of go for the jugular and do it very effectively. So who is that person now? You know, Chuck Schumer doesn't particularly strike me as the type. Dick Durbin has a little bit of fight in him. In the House, I don't really know who could step up and fill that role.
I think Nancy Pelosi is already, you know, she's reached out to Trump on the jobs and infrastructure bill.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's going to be quite the viciousness, so to speak, of Harry Reid, who would really, really defend Barack Obama pretty much at every turn. He was his most ardent defender the entire time he was president.
Your thoughts, Chris?
Well, I think in the Senate, somebody's going to have to step forward because there is nobody like Harry Reid. And, you know, from his background as a boxer to his ability to fight cleverly, he didn't just fight, he fought very cleverly. And I don't see anybody yet who can remotely replace that, but I think in time somebody will step up and be the point person for the fights that we know are going to come. There's going to be some major fights with this new Trump administration.
Bernie Sanders is certainly not going away, and he's still a senator.
Yeah, and you know, I think there's probably some sense among Bernie Sanders' followers that if only Bernie had been the nominee rather than Hillary Clinton, and they did coalesce a fairly strong progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And we'll see where that leads us in the next 2 years.
And I think another name, of course, is Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, absolutely. She was definitely a superstar in this year, and a lot of people wish she had run. I think she'll be well poised to have a really great future in American politics, especially if she continues to be the loyal and fierce opposition. And I don't think it's going to be, you know, smooth sailing in the Senate with only a majority of 53. They don't have cloture. And we have to say Nevada elected the first Latina to the United States Senate. And in fact, the number of women in color in the United States Senate quadrupled with the election of Kamala Harris and Tammy Duckworth and one other woman whose name escapes me since we're all a little sleep deprived. So I think we're going to see a whole different conversation in the United States Senate. And I think women are going to definitely be at the forefront of the leadership.
Let me ask you this, because this has been something that's been expressed to me in emails and texts and phone calls, is that there are a lot of people who are in fear. What do you say to people who respond to you that way?
Well, you know, we've had upheaval in this country before with elections and whatnot, and you know, people do have some legitimate fears. Given the rhetoric of this election, it wasn't exactly the most, you know, nobody was singing kumbaya this entire time, I don't think, on either side. And given what we have heard from the election, you know, people do have a right to be somewhat afraid. But every time we have an election, we kind of have this hyperbole that sort of goes out and then a return to normalcy until kind of the next election that comes out. So I do think you'll see at least a slight return to normalcy, but the big wild card is, we have no idea what a President Trump is actually going to be like, you know? Is he going to be the President Trump who's on the campaign trail and yelling with, you know, lock her up and all those things? Or is he going to be the President Trump who was giving that concession speech and really calling for people to come together? That's the big wild card here.
Well, I think that marker has been laid down by both Donald Trump and President Obama and Hillary Clinton, which is the election's over, it's all about America and coming together. I think that's a good start.
It is, and I think, frankly, Donald Trump doesn't have the focus or the, I think, even ability to actually run the government. And so the key factor for me is going to see, who does he bring into his administration? Does he bring Breitbart News, or does he bring officials from the former Bush administrations who know how to run government? And is he going to bring in people like Rudy Giuliani, who seemed halfway insane, or is he going to bring people of accomplishment and who know what they're doing? You know, we don't know yet, because we've seen who he surrounded himself with, and they were of the more on the fringe side of things.
But, you know, that's not really 100% true. I mean, for example, here in Nevada, Phil Ruffin, the owner of Treasure Island, is a very well-respected businessman, comes from a Kansas background, couldn't be a more down-to-earth person. That's one of Donald Trump's best friends. Tom Barrack, head of Colony Capital, who was doing the media this morning, is another longtime billionaire, successful businessman. You know, I think now that the election
is over... We didn't see him a visible place.
You got to watch Charlie Rose, because Tom Barrack was on Charlie Rose. There have been these kind of people that are solid business people who have had long-term friendships with Donald Trump and respect him in business, and they're all saying at this point that you're going to see a different person coming out now. Now, and that's the whole thing about elections. Mm-hmm. I mean, elections are crazy, and you talk about Senator Reid. Senator Reid has been famous for saying all kinds of stuff. You know, Mitt Romney's taxes, he never paid taxes. And then after the election, well, what was your proof? Well, he didn't win, did he? So, I mean, you know, there's craziness on all sides here.
I guess I have one really major concern is what is the role of the press in the next presidency? He was not very friendly to the press during his election. He kicked out the Washington Post. He kicked out Huffington Post. He kicked out numerous outlets just because, you know, they were maybe critical of him, and, you know, sometimes rightfully so they were critical of him. You look at him right now, he's going to meet with Barack Obama today for kind of the you know, traditional meeting of the families and whatnot, not taking any traveling press with him at all. Politico was kicked out of covering, you know, was blacklisted from everything. They had to rent cars and drive everywhere. And my concern is that we already have a government that is very closed to press. You know, Barack Obama was not great with the press. He was very closed. And you know, going forward, are we going to see even more closure on that, especially when people have this feeling of not trusting the press?
Well, and I would give you the other side of that, too, which is that in this campaign season, it was impossible to get a lot of the Democrats to come on this program, either doing individual interviews or do debates, even though the Republicans were all in for it. But Catherine Cortez Masto's campaign did not allow her to come on this program. The same for Jackie Rosen. Ruben Kiwan had done interviews earlier, but in the latter days when we asked for a debate, no go. So, I mean, I think that, you know, on both sides, there's been a reticence to engage with the press. And let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about that.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers with Seth Richardson, Elisa Cafferata, and Chris Wicker. So here's something following on what we were talking about in the previous segment is, you know, what rights do the press have? The press has the ability to cover stories, but, you know, do we get a tainted view of the presidency, for example, from the Washington Press Corps that spend all their time traveling around with the president hearing the same speech over and over again? They're in a Washington bubble. They're actually in a cage. As we've seen over the last few presidential cycles, do we not need a more independent press that is not so cozy with an administration?
I totally agree with that, and I would have to add to that, saying that I think that the national press, for the most part, not 100%, nothing is, for the most part, did an abysmal job of covering this presidential campaign.
In what way?
In the way that they made it about personality, you know, the sexual assault claims against Trump, Hillary Clinton's emails, and the drama surrounding that, and yet there are so many issues, you know, concerning foreign policy, concerning tax policy, even trade got just the once over, and I think you know, the press did not really dig into the policies and asked policy questions. They asked about, you know, are these women lying, or did you know your emails were classified, instead of saying, well, are your tax cuts really going to work or create this huge deficit? And I think that overall the national press did an abysmal job of covering this campaign.
I think that, you know, the role of the press has to be to go for the biggest audience. I mean, mm-hmm. the press is in the business of making money. If they're not, then they're going to be out of business. And those were the sexy stories that were going on. And there were, if you wanted to do your research into some of the bigger news organizations, certainly stories in depth on the various issues. But that's never going to be the main campaign issue.
Well, I think the big problem with the press coverage is this false equivalency, like her email, you know, which was purely in some ways manufactured crisis as opposed to his trials, which didn't get covered. But I wanted to also return to the question of, you know, people being in fear. And I do agree, after an election, you return to the new normal, which is enacting policies. And I think that there are a lot of groups in America that really do have a legitimate reason to be afraid, because the normal under a Mike Pence administration and approach is to take away access to health care for women. And certainly that is something that we've seen being enacted in a lot of states. Planned Parenthood was directly under attack during this campaign. We know that they'll immediately move to pass some laws to restrict access to health care. We're not going anywhere. We've been around for 100 years, and we've been under attack, and we will remain in place for the people who need us most.
But the filibuster is still intact, so things will be slow in the Senate no matter what. But I would think that you're in the same position I am, Seth, which is if you're being attacked by Republicans and Democrats for how unfair your coverage has been, you're doing a good job.
And that's the way it works.
I've gotten phone calls from both sides who aren't happy with whatever I've covered.
But what about, I mean, when we got rid of the fair and equal time doctrine or whatever that was,
equal time, right?
The whole thing changed. I mean, this election, if it had been run under the equal time rule, would have been a completely different thing, because you would have heard from so many different people. So it just would have been a different race.
Well, now I think to say that, you know, policy issues weren't covered and serious issues weren't covered is really not true. I think it's more of people just don't see that kind of coverage. People do see, you know, what does make headlines. Mm-hmm. It is this kind of bombastic guy who's going around and saying these things that no presidential candidate has ever said. So that's, you know, somehow jumps to the front because people see that and they're like, whoa. Whereas people see, oh, an analysis of, you know, Hillary Clinton's child care plan or Donald Trump's tax plan, that, you know, and that's just kind of the attitude that a lot of Americans have today. I don't know what role rests with the press. I will say that we do need to do a better job of making that more palatable for people. I will say
The thing most people saw was the debates. And those, there were not as many substantive, diverse policy questions in those debates as there were even in the last debate. I mean, we didn't have a foreign policy debate that
I'm not saying
cycle.
It wouldn't have been nice to have more of that, but you wouldn't have had 85 million people watching that. You would have had the C-SPAN audience watching that.
Oh, come on. It wasn't audience that watched when it was Mitt Romney.
In fairness,
I get it.
The information was out there. I mean, you could go to the Times or the Post, and you could find the information. So you're right about that, Seth. But you look at the lead-in in the national news, And the thing about this election is that a lot of people were getting their information off of Facebook and social media that people forwarded to them, and namely people of like-minded attitudes and opinions.
And the Facebook algorithms and the Twitter algorithm. I mean, part of it is, I mean, I think there's plenty of things that need to be reexamined in how we, you know, in how we run elections.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. You ask anyone on the street what their freedom means to them and their family. It means everything. But what happens if you're arrested or charged with a crime? Well, you come up against a well-funded police force and crime lab in an aggressive district attorney's office with a budget in the millions. I'm defense attorney Jesse Calter, and believe me, you need an attorney who knows what he's doing, who cares about you, your family, and your freedom. What's your freedom worth?
Well, the low-priced cleaners that I had experienced is they'd come in and they'd just add stuff on and they'd make up the prices as they were going along. And I found out that they were working on commission. So I really felt that they were taking advantage of me. Unlike the carpet tender, they quote you a price and they stick by it. And their people that are out doing the work don't do the add-ons. So you're really getting a lower price by using the carpet tender in the long run.
I'm not your spokesperson. This is an important message for anyone who took the prescription drug Xarelto or Pradaxa and had a serious bleeding event. If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered from a serious bleeding event,
call 1-800-222-3803.
Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to serious internal bleeding, stroke, and death.
Call 1-800-222-3803.
You may be entitled to compensation. Call now for a free consultation.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with our pundits, Elisa Cafferata, Seth Richardson, and Chris Wicker. You know, it's interesting because Facebook and Twitter are not only occupied by the general public, but pretty much everybody who's a journalist is told by their editors, you need to be on Facebook and Twitter communicating, you know, information. So I think that that is certainly becoming more and more of a valid place for people to find information. And also so many newspapers and TV stations are posting stories ahead of the actual print version. So people are, you know, you get your newspaper, you look at it and you go, oh, okay, well, I read that yesterday, I read that yesterday. But the bottom line, though, to me, is that for TV stations and newspapers, this is a time when you need, you know, you're raking in income. I mean, the amount of money spent on this election was unbelievable. But it saves TV stations. I've said this before on this program. And you have to write about the things that are top of the mind for the public. And deep public policy is not one of them.
Well, it used to be that, you know, when you did have just the options of, you know, the newspaper, the local television, you as a professional could, you know, say, this is what's important, this is the story I'm writing, and this is the story you get. Now, that might sound like a little bit of hubris, but there's a reason we're trained in this. We do know what is important and what needs to be out there. Well, now, you know, what is important? Well, what's important is kind of keeping a job. Like, we do have to do that. You know, this, I got to eat here. And sometimes you do have to get into the dribble and cover that because that's what people want to read.
And sadly, that is the truth. I mean, if you I mean, this program has a great audience and we love our audience, but it is not the number one news program out there because we cover things in more detail. It's never going to be the number one program.
Well, and frankly, sometimes I feel like a dinosaur reading the paper, but I would die and feel terrible if it went away and if it wasn't able to maintain an economic existence.
I'm going to say, I'm sorry, I think that sounds a little bit too much like a cop-out, that, you know, the reason we're sliding into entertainment is because we have to make money. I mean, the Fourth Estate is one of the bedrock parts of our democracy, and we need you to figure out how to communicate complicated policy issues to folks. And I will say...
At what time in your lifetime did that occur on a regular basis?
In
local media or statewide media? I mean, we did cover the county commission more. We did cover the city council more.
Right.
We did cover the legislature more. But that's pretty much it. It was never about deep policy discussions.
Oh, I'm not saying it's always going to be deep policy discussions, but I hate to hear you giving up any aspirational goal to do more than just entertain people and sell newspapers. I mean, I think there's a role. And the fact that, you know, the way we get our news is changing, it's like I think there is an obligation in journalism. It's not to your station and the, you know, making the money. It's to telling the stories. And as you point out, there's a million more platforms to do it. And news is changing just like every other institution is changing. And so we can't just say, have to make money.
I don't think we are copping out. I actually take a little bit of umbrage with that. Sometimes this job feels like being able to point out food to starving people who instead decide to have a food fight instead of eating it. It really does feel that way sometimes. So what we have to do is find out, okay, we need to be able to point out that food, get them to eat it, but also find a way to get them to eat their vegetables with it so they don't just go straight for dessert. That is a balance that we have to do going forward because people do have so many options. That's just the fact of the matter, you know. I can rely on doing deep policy discussions the entire time. I would love to do that. I love policy. Right. But the fact of the matter is you have to find this balance where people will actually come and read your stuff.
And the RGJ has been sending you out along with your colleagues, Anjanette Damon and others, to have discussions where people can come and hear more depth about the issues.
I think that's part of it, really. Journalists used to be kind of a faceless entity. You know, you were a name in the newspaper, and that was about it. Maybe an anchor on TV, I guess. But now you do have to go out and you kind of have to connect. We do, you know, battle-borne politics where we get, you know, experts in to talk about. This time we did the ballot initiatives. You got into a deep dive about background checks and recreational marijuana. So going forward, those are the kind of things we're going to have to do.
You get the last 10 seconds, Chris.
Well, I think we need to reexamine the role of the FBI in politics because I think what Director Comey did in the FBI and inserting the FBI into the politics of the presidential race was a very dire warning for this democracy.
And we'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at BobbyPages.com.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, the AAA card. We call it the Get It card. Need a tow? Get it. Need gas? Get it. Need your tire changed? Get it. Need a jump start or even a new battery? Get it. Need your car unlocked? Get it. 24/7, anytime, anywhere, all by skilled service technicians. And unlike some other roadside services that only go with you and your car, the AAA card goes with you no matter whose vehicle you're in. Plus, you'll get discounts for shopping, restaurants, hotels, car repairs, and more, which can easily pay for the cost of membership. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. $56. Over 56 million members think it's worth every penny. The AAA card. Call now and get it.
Get this roadside flashlight free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-356-8233.
We need your help coming up with a new slogan for Check City. Fill in the blank. Check City. When you need
financial help to get a loan?
Check City is fast, so let's try a rhyme with flash. Dash. Splash. Title loans, installment loans.
Bash?
If you don't have enough money today, Check City can get you
help.
Even at night and on weekends, Check City is there when you need.
Hey, man, thanks for the cash.
Check City, when you need
cash.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.
Telephone.